now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week, it's the follow-up to Lynn M. Zook's Gambling on a Dream multimedia book. News on a new supporter of the Cocktail Nation. We'll take a look at the potential release of some JFK files and a new Martini Kings album coming soon. Here's Cocktail Angst Band now and Rumba of the Saints on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Royal Crown Review and Diddly Night Call. Well, a little while ago we spoke about a book called Gambling on a Dream, and it's a fantastic multimedia book, a book that you can download on your iPad. It's multimedia in that there is, you know, videos and interactive things. It's a truly a marvel for retro books to be able to bring a book alive through the iPad, and this is all through the iBook store, so it is just fantastic. We spoke to Lynn M. Zook a little while ago about Gambling on a Dream. Here's Volume 2, just been released, Las Vegas History Book, 1956 to 1973. Lynn joins me. What do you cover in Volume 2?
This covers the history of the hotel built between 1956 and 1973. So hotels like the Stardust and the Tropicana, the Hacienda, the original MGM Grand, the Aladdin, and of course, Caesar's Palace. Circus.
You know, when I read the very first Gambling on a Dream, I was amazed at how you covered the very, very humble beginnings in Las Vegas. And I must say, too, for listeners who are interested in learning more about Las Vegas, this is the book. And I particularly love the fact, being an iBook, it is so interactive and so easy to use. You know, you've even got videos and things like that there. It is just a great way to really experience what is an amazing history in Las Vegas in such an interactive way. So hats off to you for using this technology in such a great way. And, of course, that continues with book number two.
Well, thank you very much. That was one of the reasons why I did it as a digital book. Was so that people would be able to have that multimedia experience with the videos and being able to zoom into the pictures. And I was hoping that it would give readers, you know, a sense of what the Las Vegas Strip was like back in its heyday.
Yeah, for this particular period from 56 to 73, you're really covering a period that probably more of us know about than the original book, I suppose. In our head, we've already got images that have burned into our psyche because of television and movies over the last 50, 60 odd years. So many of these images are well known. The stories behind them, even more impressive. I wanted to know, do you cover the period when Howard Hughes walks through the door and starts to buy up?
Yes, we covered him in book one, when he arrived at the Desert Inn, and his story continues in this book because he went on a buying spree, and one of the hotels he bought was the Landmark, which the history of that hotel is included with this book. It opened just a couple of days before the International did. So there was a rivalry of sorts between Hughes and Kerkorian over those, you know, getting those two hotels open. And it talks about, because the Landmark was kind of, you know, a hard luck hotel from the very beginning. And so we go, I go into depth about the problems that Hughes had with the hotel and the problems with the shape of the building.
Yeah. Do you think that Howard Hughes was a good owner? Was he an engaged owner, or was it his people that were good at that, and he was just, you know, up there sitting on the top floor in his bed with his weird OCD things going on?
Watching Ice Station Zebra on
yes, exactly.
KLAS.
Exactly. I mean, do you think he was actively involved?
Perhaps in the beginning, I think less so as his stay in Vegas went on. But, you know, he changed the face of the Las Vegas Strip, you know, taking it from visionaries and turning it, you know, making it okay for corporations to invest. And if it weren't for him, that probably would not have happened as soon in the Strip's history as it did.
Yeah, and of course, organized crime is very much part of the story.
Yes, and we get into that a great deal in the history of the Stardust with Frank Rosenthal and Tony Spilotro.
It was that great film, was it Casino, wasn't it?
Yes, I was going to say your listeners are probably somewhat familiar with their story if they've seen Casino, but this one goes a little more in depth about the effort by not only the federal agents, but also local authorities to bring an end to the mob ruling, or the mob rule of the Las Vegas casino, the Las Vegas Strip Hotel.
Yeah, that certainly leads me to ask you about the Nevada Gaming Commission. Now, the fact that that name even rolls off my tongue is testament to how much of the Las Vegas story they really are a part of, and part of the popular lexicon.
Yes. And back in the mid to late 70s, when the Stardust was going through all of its problems, Harry Reid sat on the Gaming Commission.
Yeah.
And he and Frank Rosenthal butted heads quite a bit, and there's wonderful footage of Rosenthal all but sputtering after he had been denied a gaming license yet again.
What did you learn in book number two that you didn't know beforehand? You know, because everybody always learns something as they're putting a book together. Are there things you go, wow, I had no idea about that when I was working on the first book?
I did not realize that the Tropicana was basically built with mobster money, and there was a concerted effort after it opened to get Dandy Phil Castile and Johnny Rosselli out of that hotel, and they did succeed in doing that.
I'll tell you what, some fantastic stories in this book. I loved the original Gambling on a Dream. This one, Gambling on a Dream, the classic Las Vegas Strip, 1956 to 1973, certainly does not disappoint. And Lynn M. Zook, thank you very much for joining us once again on the show. This is something I know Cocktail Nation listeners will absolutely love to have in their digital collection. So well done.
Well, thank you. Go to classiclasvegas.com. They can get the book through the promotional pricing that is available on the website. There are links to both the iTunes Store, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble Nook. So take advantage of that promotional pricing.
Absolutely. Lynn, thanks for taking your time to talk to us.
Thank you very much, and you have a good evening.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hey, fella with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fella eating milk and crackers. I'll ask you one question. You silly so-and-so, with all your dough, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you have a little fun. After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray man down home has gotta have hay. Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, still okay. Have your little fun, son. Have your little fun. Why do you work and slave and save? Life is full of ifs and buts. You know the squirrels save and save. And what have they got? Nuts! Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, still okay. Have yourself some fun, son.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation. Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Kiss the sky. Purple haze all around. Don't know if I'm coming up or coming down. Am I happy or in misery? Whatever it is, that chick put a spell on me. Help me.
Yeah. Cocktail Nation with Nutty, Purple Panther, and the Blue Hawaiians before that, and Martini 5-0. Do check out the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. It's on Flipboard, which is available across most devices. All you need to do is download Flipboard and type in Lounge Life magazine. I've also got some links via the website, cocktailnation.net. Basically, going through and finding various retro stories that I then put up there for you to enjoy. One of the stories we've got here is What Would the Queen Do? The very British problem of politeness. Bit of a swank advice story, I suppose. And Donald Trump is planning to release classified JFK assassination documents. You might have read about this during the week. He's given the green light for the secret documents, which relate to the assassination of JFK, to be made public. And they're always going to be coming out at this time of the year, after 25 years. So it's not a surprise there. It's not a particular presidential decree or anything like that. But Donald Trump said that subject to receipt of further information, he would allow the never-before-seen classified files due to be published to go public. So we'll be watching with great interest. Something like 3,000 documents which have never been seen by the public. More than 30,000 files have been previously released with some redactions in them. So, yeah, be certainly watching with interest on this one. Will it give us any more information? Probably not. Check out these stories and lots more by subscribing to the Lounge Life magazine. Here's Bob Thompson. Do it again.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Cocktail Nation with Brent Layla. Meet me at the Havana Hotel. I've got some very important information for you. I shall only say it once.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Have you ever been in this situation where you're at a party, the wine is flowing, people are lubricated, and then some jerk decides to insult your profession? Comments such as, how do you manage to do that? How do you sleep at night? Or, you're all the same. How do you respond in this scenario? It's such an aggressive attitude to attack what you do for a living. Why do people feel that they need to do that? I suppose that's a whole other swank advice story. How to handle this is probably the best way we should look at this one this week. You know, it's tempting to argue with them. You might want to avoid the confrontation, perhaps by finishing a drink and walking away. If you've had a bad day, you might want to argue with them. Or you might want to agree with them. All are poor responses because you've got an audience in front of you. There might be potential clients, and there are certainly people who would retell the story if you responded badly, and then it just keeps on going round and round. Here's some suggestions. Get them talking. It's tough to respond if you don't know why they actually feel that way. Draw them out. Get them to tell you a little bit more. Maybe you can actually correct their feelings. Tackle some of the myths, maybe. Perhaps the person you're talking to feels that all lawyers are ambulance chasers. You can counteract that by just simply having some knowledge up your sleeve. For example, a search of attorneys in New York City shows that over 100 practice areas from admin law to zoning, planning and land use. And the person that you're talking to might not be aware of this. You can always tell your story, calmly position yourself within the context of your field. Aligning to how you help people is often a good strategy. Keep it brief, because people could smell an elevator speech a mile away. But maybe that can actually make them feel a little bit differently if you tell them how you actually help people on a day-to-day basis. Regardless, be proud. Doesn't matter what job you do, it provides a living for you and your family. And if you're successful at it, even better. You made a conscious decision to work in your field and stay in there. And let that be heard in your voice. Here's Art Pepper and Web City on the Cocktail Nation.
changes my middle name.
Cocktail Nation with the Martini Kings there and Nylon Jungle. Some good news. Kate Campbell and the Martini Kings have got a full-length album called Smile coming out. Looking forward to this. Now they are heading into the studio to start their 20th album, Smile. Here's Kate and Tony Marcico.
Hi, I'm Kate Campbell.
I'm Tony Marcico, and we are the Martini Kings.
We're about to hit the studio to record our full vocal-length album.
Yes, after 19 albums, we're finally doing the vocal album we've been waiting for, which isn't going to be made available anywhere except right here on Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. To you guys, when you pledge, we're really excited about the whole project.
Yeah, very excited. Tony's written some amazing songs, so we're very much looking forward to getting in there and laying them down.
We have all our regular Martini Kings players, a great instrumentation, vibraphone, piano, sax, trumpet, upright bass, percussion. It's filled with bossa novas, ballads, swinging stuff. Cool songs, I think you will like. And wait till you hear Kate singing. She's awesome. And thank you guys for tuning in and checking us out.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to send out the new CD to you, which is called Smile. So... Thanks.
Yay.
Looking forward to that, and certainly help them out if you can. Now, I am pleased to announce that the Hartmann Company has come and joined forces with the Cocktail Nation, bringing their quality men's products to Cocktail Nation listeners. If you use the code name COOP, K-O-O-P, when ordering, you'll receive a discount of 10%. Now, the Hartmann Company began in 2016 after unsuccessfully searching for products that wouldn't clog or dry out the hair and the skin, making your hair feel all stiff and not being able to reshape through the day. So eventually they found some great grooming products that they're keen to share with you. Now, I'm told by Ace Hartmann that they like these products because whilst many people feel that pomades were popular in the 1930s, 40s or 50s, they were not actually as popular as many would believe when it comes to the hair products. So Hartmann wants to stay true and classic to the culture and offering the products for your confidence, style and health. And I tell you what, they are great products as well. Do check them out today. The website, thehartmanncompany.com. That's two N's. And make sure you use that discount code name COOP to get the 10% discount. Let's take a look at the World of Swank for pasttimealbumclocks.com now. And the Martini Kings, we mentioned before, playing a special Christmas show at the Ding Dong Devils, North Hollywood, December 15. And February 25, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica playing at the Venice Performing Arts Center in Florida. Just a couple of the gigs that you might like to check out. Lots more on the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's the Akadakaris now, and Cocaine.
When the day is done, you wanna get along, cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie, cocaine. When your day is done, you wanna get along, cocaine. Your thing is gone, you wanna ride along, cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie, cocaine. Yeah, one more.
floor for me, fellas. Yeah. She don't like, she don't like, she don't like cocaine.
Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling. The Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Les Baxter, Bustin' the Bongos. It's been a while since I played the bongos with a band. I did actually play with a band for a fair while. We had a residency, which is, you know, hard to get these days, at a nice little venue. It's kind of like a dinner club. And then sadly, the thing burnt down. It was rebuilt and then burnt down again. I have a feeling somebody was trying to send the owners a message. Next week, Spy Vibe on the show. Jason White and stopping by to talk spy movies and TV. And I'm going to leave you with Don Tiki now. Other Side of the Moon. Stay hip.
Ground control searched for perfection in two. For this critical outer space probe. They tested, selected. It's me and it's you. Orbiting over the globe. But procedure produced forbidden fruits from all this compatibility. And I have a suggestion that perfectly suits our situation to a T. So, partner, may I suggest the following procedure? Just push that button right there.
That's right, right there. You got it.
Let loose the brakes and we'll break free. We'll reach escape velocity. Let's seize the day, get away to the other side of the moon. Folks below, won't they be surprised when we let go earthly ties? Step on the gas, have a blast on the other side of the moon. Snug in our igloo bungalow, silvery moon dust the glitter in the star glow. And we can make love oh so later.